Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're looking at health and how we define health, how we know when we're healthy or we're not. And it's, I guess, important to start with the World Health Organization definition of health, which is beyond and more than just the absence of disease or ill health, and actually about holistic good health. So not just about the absence, but actually about those positive things that can make us actually healthier. So we're not just looking about how to not be ill, but actually how we might be able to be healthier in the long run. It's also, I guess, no surprise that our physical health and our mental health are really, really intimately linked together and have a big impact on each other. And it's really well documented in cases where people suffering from mental health issues, such as, say, depression or even anxiety, that their sense of physical ailments and their physical health actually deteriorates as a result of that. So they are much more likely to feel their bodily aches and pains, and for these to be negatively impacting on their mental health, which then in turn has a negative impact on their physical health. So there's a real interaction between that. It's also been really, really well documented that what we consider to be one of the hallmarks of a healthy lifestyle, exercise, actually helps us to create our own endorphins, which are our natural feel-good chemicals, and so our mental health improves because of that. When we are physically healthy, the other hallmark of what we consider to be health is a healthy diet. When we're eating well, when we feel physically healthy, we actually feel more energetic, and so we're more likely to get out there and do the things that produce those endorphins that help us to have a stimulating and exciting life. The more energetic we feel, the more stimulated and excited we are, the more optimistic we are. So the more likely we are to try new things, to get out there to socialize and do all these things, which holistically help us to be as healthy as we can be. And all of these elements of our life, social, emotional, mental, and physical, all interact with each other and should all be considered a part of our definition of health. The other thing I'd like to encourage everyone to do is to also work to define and find your own definition of what healthy is for you. So find your own personal baseline of what you consider to be healthy for you and start from there. And if you're not there, try and get back to there. Set some goals and try and get back into that space where you feel, 90% of the time at least, okay, physically able, capable, and able to live the healthy life that you would like. The second thing about that was when you get to that place or when you get a picture of what your own definition of health would be, start to get a bit of an awareness, both physically as well as mentally and emotionally, what your own signs are for when you're not traveling well, when you're not at that place. So get to know your own triggers, your own elements in your life to keep an eye out for, which are indications for you that you're not at that place. And then most importantly, then know what you can do to get back there. Know what those little steps are to get back to that healthy place. And remember, health is a daily activity. It's something which we have to build and maintain each and every day of our life in every area of our life. So keep it up. Keep healthy this week on Mind Games.